fish. Order by 2 p.m. Thursday.
You're in the zone. Arkansas's longest running midday sports talk show. Coming to you live from the Oaklawn Hot Springs Studio. Oaklawn, Arkansas's only casino resort.
10% luck, 20% skill, 15% concentrated power of will, 5% pleasure, 50% pain, 100% reason to remember the name.
Now, here's your host, Justin Akrey, on the Buzz Radio Network.
Justin Akrey not in today, so you get
he's the B team.
Yeah, he's still south of the border.
He is. Chris Kane, Trey Reed, Todd Pierce, part of the A team, though. He's been holding down the fort all week in the Oaklawn Racing Resort Studios. And we have got entertainment report coming up. Also, birthday trivia. Our friends from the Food Bank are in. We're going to talk with them about an upcoming event they need your support on. But before we get to any of that, let's go ahead and get right to our entertainment report because we've got a lot to get to this hour.
Today's entertainment report is brought to you by Bell & Sword Gentlemen's Clothing in Conway. Check them out on Facebook and Instagram or stop by Bell & Sword's new and larger location at 1011 Oak Street.
That's the scoreboard. You ready?
Yep.
All right. We start with Blake Lively. Mrs. Ryan Reynolds and Justin Baldoni's production company will no longer go to trial after the parties announced a settlement 2 weeks before jury selection was slated to begin. Details of the settlement agreement not immediately available. You remember Lively filed a complaint alleging Baldoni of sexually harassing her during the filming of It Ends With Us, which they co-starred in. Baldoni directed. According to Lively, Baldoni later orchestrated a smear campaign to retaliate against her for speaking up about the alleged mistreatment. Baldoni declined all allegations, and the judge threw out, I think there were 13 allegations, and he threw out 10. And most of them that were left were just between her and the company, not between her and him. Anyway, I think both sides came out with their respective statements, and effectively it just ends up being a...
And they actually issued a joint statement.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Rarely.
Yeah.
That's a rare thing. I guess
you know who really won? Their lawyers.
Yeah.
Who, according to
Page
Six,
always win.
$60 million combined.
The lawyers never lose. That's a rule in not just business, not just entertainment, sports.
Yeah.
The lawyers always win.
Yeah, they win.
They're the only ones who are undefeated.
A middleman.
My goodness. All right, let's get to our next story. Britney Spears pleaded guilty through her lawyer to a lesser charge that will allow her to avoid jail time after California prosecutors accused her of driving under the influence of alcohol and drugs. The 44-year-old pop star didn't appear in Ventura County Court, but on her behalf, her lawyer agreed to plead to what's commonly called a wet reckless. That allows her to be sentenced to a year of probation, a required DUI class, and a state-mandated fine. All right, I'm going to say something here about this. I watched the New York Times documentary about the conservatorship. I think we made a mistake. I think that a conservatorship, upon further investigation, further data, a.k.a. the videos she posts, can be healthy under the proper supervision of someone who is not a family member and who does not have an opportunity to gain massive financial wealth because of her. I think a court...
Impartiality? What?
I think a court... How do I say this? I think that if she were to go back under a conservatorship, which is a serious thing and certainly needs a lot of thought, and certain people need to be excluded from that, mostly the ones who could gain financially from her, I think it would be healthy for her to reconsider, or someone reconsider, a conservatorship for Britney. I mean, the Free Britney movement was very strong, for good reason. But I think that maybe you can be free, but have more guidance.
Maybe a little too free.
Freedom isn't always free.
We love freedom for good reason. I'm all for freedom, but there are certain things that people need help with, and she, I think, needs
freedom's
help.
Just another word for nothing left to lose.
She needs some help.
They'll never take our freedom.
She needs a little guidance and a little support in the form of someone with direct supervision over her and maybe take away the knives. All right, moving on. That's all I have to say about that. Anthony Bourdain trailer. Did you see this? Yesterday, everyone was talking about the new Odyssey trailer, Christopher Nolan's film. You guys talked about it in the Entertainment Report yesterday. There was another trailer that came out, though, and it did something that I think rarely you see on the internet. It got almost universal praise. There is a trailer that came out for, it is a period of Anthony Bourdain's life. And so much of Anthony Bourdain's life was public because of his shows, his books, and you really got to know him from a broad perspective because of all the media surrounding him. But there is now a documentary, A24 does a pretty good job with these historically, where they are taking just a small part of his life that wasn't well documented, that shaped his entire life. And it was when he was still thinking he wanted to be a writer, and he actually started working at a restaurant in a small town on the Northeast Coast. And so that trailer came out yesterday. It is something.
It sounds fascinating.
It is truly one of those that I hope lives up to the trailer, because trailers can make anything look good.
Sure.
You know? But I think this one has the chance to be truly impressive. It is directed by Matt Johnson, who did Nirvana, the band show, the movie. It begins with a 19-year-old Bourdain spinning out after ambition to become a writer, hits a speed bump, but a job in a kitchen working under a chef played by Antonio Banderas changes everything and changes his entire future. So it's called Tony, and I believe it gets released later this year. I just don't know when. But what do you think, Anthony Bourdain? Did you ever watch No Reservations?
Huge fan.
Yeah.
Huge fan.
I mean, it became one of the lost voices of a generation.
Yep.
Too soon. But
yep.
Tony, coming out to a theater near you. And this is one that I threw in earlier, but I just thought it was interesting. Little sports, little entertainment, just a ratings increase. Stanley Cup playoffs delivered an average audience increase of 68% from round one of the 2025 ratings, which is a whole 1.2 whopping people per game. It is low on the viewership totem pole, but number one in your hearts if you live near one of those teams. So congrats to the NHL, but also you got a long ways to go to catch up to your other colleagues in the other major sports.
Or if you're a member of the Chris Kane household, or you're a member of the sports department of the Democrat Gazette.
We're in every time. All right. Now we can get to birthday trivia.
All right.
Oh, hey, how many people do we need? Three, right?
We need three people.
Three people. What's the number to call, Todd?
501-661-1037, and we will be playing for Pulaski County Fair tickets.
Okay, Pulaski County Fair tickets,
501-661-1037.
I should know that number by now. 501-661-1037. 501-661-1037 is the number to call. I got two people. All right, three people have called in. Todd, go ahead and get some names.
We'll get those here in just a minute. I wanted to give a quick update on our question of the day.
Oh, yes.
Which, Trey, you had mentioned this, and so we ran with it. What is it that's going on with the FIFA World Cup?
Fox Sports and the personnel company Indeed are looking for somebody. They want to pay them $50,000 to basically sit in a glass box in Times Square and watch all 104 matches in the 2026 FIFA World Cup that starts in June and runs for the end of July. So you're talking 104 matches, about 6 weeks of watching a sport. I want to know, number one, no way I could do that. I like soccer
for $50,000.
And I like football. But if you could, could you do it with football? Could you do it with basketball? Could you do it with baseball? Or other.
Yeah. That's our question of the day. For $50,000, is there a sport you could watch at a given location for an extended amount of time? Football and basketball right now tied at 38%, baseball at 19%, other at 5%.
I would like to know what those other sports are.
5%? What the 5%
soccer,
are saying.
Maybe?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
They should apply.
Perhaps?
I think all you got to do is send a video in and set up an Indeed account and tell them why you would be good at it.
Maybe bowling. Someone we asked about fathers or parents and children, you could even expand it to, who have played together at professional levels.
Yep.
Someone asked, did Dick Weber and Pete Weber bowl against each other at one point? Do you guys remember if that happened? Another sport that would allow some crossover generational play.
I'm not sure if the Webers did, but there's another father-son combo. I don't know if HBO's got this like 4 or 5 part series on the PBA tour where they follow both. It is great. It is hilarious. And I can't remember their names, but I think there was a
father-son. Yeah, they compete against each other? That's fantastic.
And Dick and Pete may have, too. I don't know. I can't remember.
All right, let's go to birthday trivia.
Birthday Trivia in the Zone is brought to you by Brewskies Pub and Grub. Your home for lunch, happy hour, and late night. With locations in Little Rock and North Little Rock. Come get your grub on.
Trey, we have 3 players today. We have Sarah, who's from the Arkansas Food Bank. We've got Ferlando, who is the food drive coordinator for the United States Postal Service. We're going to talk with them about an event coming up here in just a couple minutes. Go ahead and give me a mic test, Sarah.
Hello.
There we go. Ferlando.
Hello.
All right. Todd, you're obviously playing as well. We've got Hagen, Savage, and Daniel. Hagen, you're going to be with Todd. Savage, you're going to be with Ferlando. And that means Daniel's going to be with Sarah. Goal is simple. Trey and I both did the research. We do have a couple of different ones. We're going to go back and forth. We're going to say a description of a person. It's going to be sports and entertainment. Just shout out the name when you know it. You don't have to raise your hand. Then after that, after the name is established, we'll go round robin and figure out if anyone knows how old that person is. If you get it right exactly, we call it a bingo bango. You get 2 points. Closest to it, if no one gets it exactly right, gets 1 point. It's 1 point for the name, 1 point for closest to it, or 2 points if you get it right. You guys ready to play?
Yep.
All right, get the microphone ready. Get close. Get ready. There you go. All right, Trey, go first.
All right, let's see. Okay, this Rock and Roll Hall of Fame singer-songwriter was born in Detroit, Michigan. He was inducted into the Hall of Fame in 2004, known for Heartland rock hits like Night Moves.
Bob Seger.
Very good. How do we start?
Let's let him start it.
Todd, how old is Mr. Bob Seger?
Sorry, I have a distinct advantage. You guys haven't played. I just jumped right in, so I apologize for that. Bob Seger is 68.
He is not 68 years old.
All right. Go ahead. Get close to the microphone when you talk.
I would think about 76.
He is not 76.
Sarah?
Yeah, I was going to go with 74.
Who's closest?
Ferlando's got it. He's 81 years old today.
Very nice.
Happy birthday to Bob Seger.
All right, Ferlando, you got a point. Todd, you got a point. All right, next person. This actor has won 2 Academy Awards. He is one of 2 people to have been nominated for Academy Awards in 6 different categories. He has starred in films such as The Perfect Storm, Oh Brother, Where Art Thou? Ocean's 11.
George Clooney.
Sarah, you got it?
I think Sarah got that.
All right,
one.
Very nice. Way to go, Sarah. Todd, we restart the music, please.
Yes,
while we
I
go.
Sure will. My
all apologies. Right, Ferlando, how old is George Clooney?
Let me say 70.
No. Sarah?
Is George Clooney 65?
You got the bell?
Bingo! Bingo!
Wow! 65 on the dot.
Ooh.
All right, Trey, you're up.
All right,
Sarah, now you lead 3, and the other guys have 2, or 1 each. Go ahead.
He is a recently former professional basketball player, considered one of the greatest point guards of all time, played his college ball at Wake Forest, and was the 4th overall pick in the 2005 NBA draft.
Chris Paul.
That is correct, sir.
All right, Todd.
Todd?
You get to start it.
How old is Chris Paul today?
Chris Paul is 42.
He is not.
Orlando?
I think.
Now, hold on. Get the microphone close. And while you're thinking about it, just know that generally, and since it's y'all's first time playing, I'm going to tell you this is how we call it. If you don't really know, you can do what's called just playing the game, which it's like Price is Right.
Yep.
Whoever
I
goes first,
42.
So he set the bar somewhere, so you can kind of play off that, or if you really know and you're confident, go for it. So just keep that in mind.
I want to say 40.
40?
Nope.
43.
Y'all danced all around it.
He is 41 years old. No point awarded.
No
here.
Point. Wow. No point. All right. Next up. This 2-time WNBA All-Star was the first round pick in 2024 from LSU, known as Bayou Barbie.
Angel Reese. There it is. Thank you very much.
That was close. Yeah. Orlando was right
on
the
there. He was right there. I could see him working.
How old is Angel Reese today?
Angel Reese would be 25?
No.
23?
No.
24.
I can't hear that. Sarah,
Bingo.
Say it again.
24 years old.
Sarah, you are a quick study.
That is 2 points. Sarah leaves. 5 points. Todd has three. Orlando has one.
The rest are on you, Chris. I think these are the dupes we have now.
All right. No, you can do this one right here. You got that one. You got that one.
This former third-round pick went on to become one of the best tight ends of his generation. 11-time Pro Bowler for the Dallas Cowboys.
Jay Novacek.
The only blot on his career was his time in the broadcast booth on Monday Night Football.
He's the head coach in Dallas.
Get close to the microphone. Close to the microphone.
It's, what is it?
On February 1st, 2021, he was named the head football coach at Liberty Christian School.
In Dallas.
2023, he would lead the school to the state football championship. It's
Jason Witten.
Boom. Yeah, that's correct, sir. There you go. I could see Orlando's wheels are spinning. I could see his eyes were like, I know this. Everybody just get out of the way.
I knew it, too. It took me a while to come up with that
this
name,
this is pretty cool. So he led the school to the state championship just as a where are they now. Undefeated state championship. And then they won a second straight title in 2024. And then, I didn't realize this, he was just hired as a tight ends coach for Oklahoma.
Yep.
Wow. Okay. Yep. All right, Todd, you went last. For Lando, how old is Jason Witten?
Jason Witten's got to
be... Go to the microphone.
Jason Witten's got to be... 39.
No. Sarah?
I'm going to go with 47.
No. Todd?
I'll go 48.
Sarah gets the point. She was close. She's 44 years old today. All right, I don't think anyone's going to get this, but I'm going to do it anyway. It's Canadian goalie. You can make an argument he's the greatest goalie of all time. 3 Stanley Cups, 2 gold medals. The only reason I'm doing this is because he is, I think, the greatest of all time. He played
Patrick
21
Waugh?
Years for a single team.
Patrick Waugh?
Holds numerous NHL and franchise records. He is the all-time leader in wins, losses, shutouts, and games played in NHL history. He also has scored 3 goals as a goaltender, which is the most in NHL history.
John Van Beesbrouck.
No.
I know.
Anyone? Bueller? Todd? It's one goalie, and he's literally, I mean, the greatest. If you can think of any other great goalies in NHL history, you'll get him, because he's right there with him. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Martin Brodeur, ladies and gentlemen, played for the New Jersey Devils. That. How old is Martin Brodeur, Todd?
Martin Brodeur is double nickel, 55.
No.
Great French accent, though.
Think, 57.
No. Sarah?
56.
No. Who said 56?
I said 55.
Y'all danced all around at 50. No, wait. Todd gets a point. 54. All right. It's 6-4. I'm going to do the last one because technically Todd could tie. Here we go. I've got one more. Born and raised in Venezuela. Signed by the Astros as an amateur free agent in 2007. Major league debut in 2011. He is the shortest active MLB player.
Jose Altuve.
Bingo bango. Well, I mean, not a bingo bango. You may get the one. If you get the bingo bango, Todd, I'll give this to you first. Just to see if you get tie. And maybe we'll give away something else. How old is Jose Altuve today?
34.
No. So now you can't win. Sarah's going to automatically win the game. But I'll let you play for Orlando. At least try and get... you've got 1 point right now. Can you
36.
Get one more? Hey, bingo bango. There you go, buddy. All right, you got 3 points to finish. Sarah, congratulations.
Nice comeback.
You are the winner.
For a respectable
6
showing.
6 points. Oh, right. That means, Daniel, you are the winner of the prize. Todd, remind him of the prize.
It is tickets to go to the Pulaski County Fair, which comes up not this weekend, but next weekend over on the north side of the river.
Yep. Okay. Congratulations, Daniel. Stay on the line, and we will get your information and get you those tickets. Savage and Hagen, thank you for playing. Okay. Now we got you in studio. Let's talk about why you're actually here. Sarah, go ahead and bring the microphone a little closer to you. Thank you. Tell us about the upcoming event this weekend and how people can participate and support the food bank.
Absolutely. So this is a food drive that is hosted by the Letter Carriers Association and our local letter carriers. It's nationwide. Arkansas, in our service area last year, picked up over 60,000 pounds. So it's this upcoming Saturday. The Postal Service is delivering bags. You just fill the bag with any non-perishable, unopened, still-in-date food.
Mm-hmm.
Put it by your mailbox, and they'll pick it up, and we'll pick it up from them.
So where do you get the bags from?
Go ahead,
Verlando. Pull that mic close.
We want to deliver them on Friday to all the residents.
Okay.
And leave one in front of their, you know, the front door or in their mailbox.
Is it automatic, or does someone
automatic.
Have to sign up?
Automatic.
So... And where does this extend to? Everywhere in Little Rock?
Everywhere in Little Rock.
Every
yes.
So you're
home
saying
in Little Rock.
When I walk out to pick my mail up Friday afternoon, I'll have that.
You should have a bag at your front door. Yes, correct.
Awesome. Cool.
And then all you do is just fill it up with non-perishable items and put it in front of your front door, and we'll pick it up and take everything from you.
All right, Sarah, tell us a little bit about this program, how it got started,
It started in 1993.
Okay.
And it first started with 10 stations, and then they went on and tried to progress it. And so in 1993, going on 33 years, it's been an ongoing thing with all over the United States.
You know, in the day and age where everything is expected to be delivered to our door, this was ahead of its time,
yes.
in a way.
Yes.
The starting point,
no doubt.
Right? Like,
yeah.
you know,
yes,
it's,
correct.
Hey,
that's
we're
correct.
we're gonna make it to where it's almost too easy, where you don't have to even bring it to us.
Right.
We will take it for you. What a pretty special partnership with the USPS and the food bank for something.
Oh,
like
we've
this.
Been having a great partnership. Like, once we pick up the cans, they bring us these tote boxes, and they come bring up the tote boxes and separate it and everything for the Postal Service.
How impactful, Sarah, is something like this for the food bank to have this program established, already been around for a while, but now expanded to the point where every house in Little Rock is going to get a bag like this?
Yeah, it's really incredible. Like I mentioned, last year was around 60,000 pounds. That's the equivalent of over 50,000 meals.
Wow.
We're running into summer now. Students are about to lose 2 meals that they eat per day. For families that are experiencing or facing hunger, that this food drive and all food drives that we get food from just goes right back into our communities. 1 in 5 Arkansans is food insecure, and of that, 1 in 4 is kids. So those most impacted are, you know, we're able to give them some food.
What are common items that you guys would expect? I know it's you mentioned the parameters they have to stay in, right? Of non-perishable, within date.
Right.
And unopened.
Mm-hmm.
What are some common items that people could be thinking about? I do have extra this. What are some things that they should donate?
Yeah, we get a lot of canned items. Those are always great because they last for so long. Dry pasta,
mm-hmm.
Canned protein is always really, really good because if you can't get it fresh, you know, canned tuna, canned spam.
Chicken,
anything like
yeah.
that. Yeah, exactly. So really, all things are helpful because anything that we get is just one less thing a family's going to have to buy at the store.
You mentioned the summer programs, you know, that kids, some places have access to them, others don't. You guys, the constant, right, at the
right.
food bank and provide that consistency, providing for kids in the summertime when they don't have something from school.
We do try, because we do, outside of things like food drives, we have the backpack program during the school year. That turns into the food for kids program during the summer. So we are still able to get food out sort of on that basis, but anything that we're able to get in our doors and pass onto our pantries is a massive, massive help.
All right. Say someone has a big pantry and they've got a lot of items that fit the need list. You have that's a standard bag for Orlando, right? Like
that standard bag that everybody, all residents will get at their front door.
Okay.
Yeah.
What if they have more? Can they put a bag next to that bag?
They can put another bag next to that bag as much as they want to give away. We'll take it.
I got a question for you, Orlando.
Huh?
Great program. Are all of your cohorts at the U.S. Postal Service, I'm just thinking, they got some extra stuff to
yeah,
carry,
that's
you know.
True.
Oh, yeah, I'm thinking, is Mike your guy or is Mike my guy? I mean, you're on the other side of the neighborhood. I'm thinking of Mike right now, and he's probably thinking like, oh, geez, I got to carry.
But you know what
thing.
Mike did for me the other day?
What?
Was Mike your guy too? But I caught him over by your house. I had an odd-shaped package that I was trying to mail, and I couldn't get it in at the Markham Street Post Office.
Oh, Markham Street. Yeah.
And so you just handed
it to him?
Yeah, I saw him. I was like, hey, I flagged him down. I was like, can you take this? He's like, absolutely.
Hey, as long as it got postage on it, we'll take
that's
it.
That's right. It was. Everything was good.
That's
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
But yeah, as far as that question, the carriers, they work hard anyway.
Right.
And they know it's for a good cause. So, I mean, it's only one time a year that we do this. And like she said, last year we knocked it out the park. And, I mean, these backs were so successful with helping us out last year. I mean, they understand the situation. And, you know, sometimes they do get hard, but, you know, it's only one day.
Well, kudos to the mail carriers who are doing that, because that's awesome.
Yes,
willingly take on that extra responsibility to help hungry Arkansans.
And we have cleaned out your cabinets, too.
Yeah, no, it's a win-win, really. Absolutely. I mean, if you think about it, I'd say this is a great opportunity for you to get, you know, to put the food somewhere that's going to be used. It's going to, you know, go to a good cause and really, I think, be impactful. So 60,000 pounds last year. Let's try to beat that this year. All right, so it's this, you're going to start delivering this Saturday.
This Saturday.
When are you picking them up?
On Saturday.
Wait.
Yes.
You're dropping off the bags?
We drop off the bags on Friday.
Oh, Friday,
and Saturday.
Thank you.
Yeah, and Saturday,
that's what I
mean. Okay. We pick the bags up. And if you want to keep putting more food out, like that Monday, we'll pick it up still.
Okay.
So we got another truck that's coming to pick up more food if you want to put that on Monday.
Friday in Little Rock, be on the lookout on your front porch or wherever your mail gets delivered.
Yeah, and tomorrow we'll be handing out little cards to remind you that Saturday is our food drive kickoff.
Okay, so leave them on the porch on Saturday.
Yeah, leave them on the porch.
Leave them somewhere that is accessible to whatever mail carrier you have, and help out the Arkansas Food Bank, who helps out so many Arkansans.
That's correct.
Orlando, Sarah, thanks so much for coming.
We
thanks for playing
y'all.
Our game.
Oh, yeah. I can't get beat no more.
Nah. It's all right.
Thank you so much.
We always spurred on people. Yeah, no, Sarah, great job. Yeah. All right, coming up next after the break, we'll continue the Zone. Acree free for the rest of the week. Final half hour. Also have What's on Tap coming up in just a few moments. You're listening to the Zone on the Buzz Radio Network. Stay with us.
Still clamoring the underground when we come around.
Stronger than ever. Catch the Buzz's ticker on our social media platform presented by Luxury Pool and Spa in Conway and Russellville, your pool and spa chemical headquarters. LuxuryPoolArkansas.com.
This is SportsCenter.
Arkansas State pitcher Kyler Tengler pitched a no-hitter Tuesday night as the Red Wolves blanked the Little Rock Trojans 12-0 at Gary Hogan Field. Tengler, a Searcy native, faced just one batter above the minimum. He missed having a perfect game by hitting Cade Smith with a pitch in the fourth inning. Tengler did not walk anyone and finished with 9 strikeouts. Offensively, the Red Wolves got 2 hits each from Kaysen Campbell, Patrick Angskoff, Evan Griffiths, and Derek Martinez. The Red Wolves move on to their final Sunbelt home series of the season against Texas State on Friday, while the Trojans travel to Tennessee Martin. There was one other in-state Division I college baseball game Tuesday. UCA built an early 2-0 lead, but fell to Memphis 8-3. I'm Todd Pierce for the Buzz Radio Network.
The 22nd annual Double B's Buzzbecue is coming up May 9th at the downtown Riverside RV Park in North Little Rock. Sample barbecue from some of the best barbecue cooks in Arkansas, competing for the coveted Buzzbecue Grand Champion Trophy. It's the 22nd annual Double B's Buzzbecue, May 9th, brought to you by Oakland Sports, Bud Light, and Gravely Mowers. Get your tickets at buzzbecue.com.
Ray Tucker with good news for enthusiasts of Triumph motorcycles. Honda of North Little Rock now carries the legendary classics and cutting-edge rides. We have the Bonneville Bobber, Daytona 600, the TF450X, the Sunning Evo Special Edition, and the Rocket 3 Evel Knievel. You get the idea. Come see us at Honda of North Little Rock, your family fun headquarters.
It's Justin Acree for Burroughs and Mr. Frank's, a long-standing, iconic luxury eyewear shop in the Heights. There are a lot of places to get eyewear, and if you just want to be average, that's an option. But if you want to stand out from the crowd, you go to the best. Burroughs and Mr. Frank's, family-owned and operated opticians that feature high-end designer eyewear that you're not going to find anywhere else. Brands like Cartier and Gucci, State Optical, Salt, and they get all of their lenses from high-tech lens crafter Zeiss. They make lenses for cameras and telescopes and microscopes and, of course, glasses. And you can only find them at Burroughs and Mr. Frank's. They do all the fitting and lab work right in their own store lab. So go by and see the team over there and get a design that fits your look. All Zeiss lenses have special properties as well. They're ground into the lens that protects your eyes from sun and light. They even have lenses for heavy computer use. And if you need protective eyewear for sports, they've got you covered there too. They also have top brands for sunglasses. It's all under one roof. It's Burroughs and Mr. Frank's, 5901 Street in the Heights.
Tennis fans, get ready for world-class tennis at the UAMS Health Little Rock Open. Presented by the Worsham Law Firm, May 24th through May 31st at the Rebsamen Tennis Center in Little Rock. Exciting hard-court action on the ATP Challenger Tour. Admission is free. The tournament benefits the bone marrow transplant program at the UAMS Winthrop B. Rockefeller Cancer Institute. For more information, visit LittleRockOpen.com. LittleRockOpen.com.
Arkansas Municipal Equipment in Powen, founded over a decade ago by Daniel and Vanessa Ellison. They lease and sell trucks, trash carts, roll-off dumpsters, and street sweepers. Proud to be Arkansas's only authorized dealer for New Way refuse trucks and Temco street sweepers, your authorized dealer for Galfab roll-off and hook lift trucks. You can get parts and service for all makes and models with technicians traveling the state to take care of you.
AME, it's the service after the sale.
It's Justin Akre for FanDuel. FanDuel and Oaklawn Sports have teamed up to give you big payouts. Right now, new customers can bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets if your first bet wins. That's right, turn $5 into $150 in bonus bets just for getting started. FanDuel making it easier to get closer to the action, from player props on your favorite stars to all of the tools you need to back them up. It's everything you need all in one app, so don't miss your shot. All you have to do is go to FanDuel.com/Arkansas. That's FanDuel.com/Arkansas to get started. FanDuel is an official partner of the NBA, so regardless of whether you're rooting for the Thunder or the Spurs or anyone else in the league, FanDuel's got you covered. You must be 21 and up and present in Arkansas. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets, which expire 7 days after receipt. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Why should we feel the burn when we work out? We should feel the bounce, not the burn. The bounce in your step that comes when joining the Little Rock Athletic Club or Racquet Club. Variety and excitement, you found it. People will witness the fitness.
Bopping our heads right now.
Sometimes,
if you're listening on the video or watching the video stream.
Sometimes when you hear music like this, I just want to let it go. Like, it just, you know, Akre is notorious for letting the intro song play,
right?
You know, almost to its completion. This would be one that you just let it go.
What was the one we did that to Monday? There was one, right? Like, was we were coming back from the 10:30 break. It was,
and we let it go.
Yeah,
yeah. No, I mean, there's, I think a great music collection.
You were going to do that with Under Pressure today.
I was.
Yeah, you we went pretty deep into it.
I was fine with that. Again, there's certain songs that I'm like, yeah, you know what? Let it breathe.
And I'm okay with this one.
I kept thinking he was going to make a Vanilla Ice reference, but that didn't happen.
No, not needed. Just some music. Just no, let it go. Let it breathe. Just like after a great sports moment when the announcer just turns the Nat sound up on the crowd and just lets it breathe. And that's what they did this past weekend, right? I mean, like, did we have the call from the Razorback game, Todd?
We do. I'm
efforting that. I thought this was expertly done. This is exactly what you want when a big-time moment happens.
Pitch to Turner. Is hit in the air to right center field. It's hit deep. Back is Mosley. Christian Turner is the hero. And the Hogs have won it on Turner's second home run of the year. Oh, my goodness. This one belongs to the Razorbacks. Pitch. It's Christian Turner with a huge moment. They'll mob him at the plate. The Hogs take 2 out of 3.
Now, see, this is a little tougher. Hold on. Turn that down. Because that Phil's on radio. So on radio, you have to be a lot more descriptive. So play the TV call, because this, since there is a visual element to it, listen to this.
Turner battling. And he drives it high to right center field. Federico back at the wall. It's goal! Walk-off winner for Christian Turner.
Turned up.
It's breathing, Chris.
Hear that? It's all you need. And it was like he absolutely expertly crafted that moment, because it was like there's already a visual element. Phil has to describe it. I mean, that's just, it's two different mediums. But I thought what he did, letting it breathe. And you know what? When you have good music, just going to let it breathe. All right, you know what else we're going to do? We're going to talk about some fun things happening at the Museum of Discovery.
Woo!
Stephen Lemp joining us from MOD. What's up, Stephen? Good morning, sir.
Morning. How y'all doing?
We're doing wonderful. Thank you. Tell us what's happening at the Museum of Discovery. I was telling you the break, one of my friends, their child was going to MOD for prom recently.
Yes.
And I thought, I wish I had a prom growing up at Museum of Discovery, so I'm not standing in the corner awkwardly, not dancing, as someone who can't dance, and actually playing with fun things like Museum of Discovery has to offer. You said everything's open, except for, obviously, the climbing tower.
Yeah. You don't have a dance partner. Go over, lay on the bed of nails, you know.
It could get a little risky, I would imagine, with high schoolers in Museum of Discovery, but I guess enough chaperones in the area make it to where it's still safe and good fun.
I suppose the bed of nails wouldn't be great for the rented tuxedos either, like we were talking about with the climbers, so maybe somewhere else.
well, and of course, they'd be wanting to walk on them at some point, I would imagine. Yes, but great events held at MOD, obviously. Outstanding activities, not only for kids, but for adults as well.
Yeah, we had, like you're saying, we had the school for prom, and then a couple weeks ago, we had one of our adult events, which was our adult prom, our kind of spring 21 and up event, which is a great time. And right now, we are gearing up for the summer, which is absolutely one of our busiest seasons.
I would imagine that it is... like many things in the summertime in terms of camps around here. I know you've had to sign your kids up for camp, too, various things. They fill up quickly.
Yes, they do. Summer camps are absolutely one of our best sellers. We have some spots left. So if your kids need a cool place to hang out during the summer, definitely check the website. But we post them in December because we like to give the opportunity for people to give them
Christmas
gifts. Let it breathe.
Let it breathe.
Exactly. And we start selling weeks out starting in like January and February. It goes fast.
What are some of the things that is on the schedule for this summer that maybe are different? Is there anything different? I know you have rotating exhibits and all these things you try to do. I know there are some old favorites, so everybody wants to keep certain camps around just because they're great. What are some of the different things that you guys are trying out this summer, if anything?
Yeah, so during the summer, at least for like regular, you know, guests coming, we're open Monday through Sunday, so all week. Sunday we do like a half day afternoon, and ordinarily during the school year, on the weekends, we do like extra demos. We do the Tesla coil, that show. We extend that programming out through the entire summer. So every day you can come see a science demo, see us light something on fire, see us do the Tesla coil, you know, the lightning and the music. So we can have all that programming throughout the summer. On June 13th, we also have a Saturday event we're calling Fired Up. I bet you can imagine. A lot of fire in that one. We did it last year, had a great time, had like...
Pyro's dream, huh?
Oh, yes, absolutely. Safe, but also Pyro's dream for sure.
You're not growing up with a hairspray can and a lighter kind of deal, huh?
Just add a little bit of hydrogen. Why not?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
What could go wrong?
It'd be fine. So if you want to come for a really cool... I guess it would be a hot event. But if you want to come for a really cool event that's all about... fire and combustion. That'll be Saturday, June 13th to kind of kick off our summer with a bang.
Man, that sounds awesome.
I love MOD.
Fire. Fire. I love fire.
And usually we have a fire department.
I mentioned a Pyro's dream, and Trey's like already dreaming over there, just imagining all the different
I've
ways.
I've lost every train of thought besides just burning something.
I can see it behind your eyes.
The 12-year-old in him is coming back out and saying, oh, remember when we used to just light things on fire because we could? What they're doing at MOD.
I built a campfire this weekend, and it was like one of the greatest things I've done in months.
Is there not a more satisfying feeling when that campfire catches and you can, and there's no sound other than the crackling? I mean, just absolute.
It's beautiful. It's beautiful.
Perfection. All right, so what else is going on in MOD? What do we need to be mindful of? That, I mean, obviously, summertime now, it seems like it's, what, a month away? I mean, it's end
basically,
of this, end
yeah.
of this month,
end
right?
of this month, essentially, yeah.
Technically,
yeah,
schools are getting out.
Weeks away from
it's
some
coming.
Schools. Yeah.
Gosh, inevitable. But also, all the other great stuff you guys have over there. You have the permanent exhibits, which are outstanding, but I think that the rotating one is you know, it's become a fan favorite because you guys, how often do you rotate that exhibit on the right side, generally speaking? Every couple of years?
That particular room, within the last year, has finally become a more permanent exhibit
has
space.
Has it? Okay,
since we've done a lot of our the construction.
The renovation, yeah.
The renovation. All that. So we are exploring different ways that we can have more of that rotating stuff since those exhibit spaces are a little more set in stone than they have been the last few years. And that's why we try and do some of these kind of events pretty regularly, where even if it's not a full big exhibit change, it's like, hey, we've got these great activities that you wouldn't normally get to do, like build this thing, tinker with this thing. We've got, you know, these great community partners come check their thing out. So it just kind of, we're always looking to see what kind of new fun, keeping things fresh, letting things breathe.
Like Parents' Night Out.
Like Parents' Night Out,
this Friday, right?
Absolutely. So I said that, you know, our summer camp's one of our most popular things, and we try and take that model and find different ways to do it. So this Friday, we've got our Parents' Night Out camp. It's, you know, you want to go on a date night, and you want your kids to do something fun and safe for the evening. You can bring your kid, drop them off, and they get to do an activity. They get to see a science show. They get to meet one of our animal ambassadors. And then you come on back after your date night, pick your kiddo up. So we do require pre-registration for that. That's okay. On our website, but it's been a really fun time. And it's also in conjunction with the Second Friday Art Walk with a lot of the businesses in downtown River Market. So
I would imagine a lot of those businesses down there would love when you guys, like our friends at Cash down the street, mm-hmm. would love that because it's like it's just you're a hop, skip, and a jump away from your kiddos.
Yeah.
And you get to have a great meal and then just mosey on down after and pick them up. So 5 to 8:30 is what I'm seeing as the time.
5 to 8:30, that's right, yeah.
And it's on Friday. Good. I like being home early on a Friday. Fridays are sacred. I'm not trying to be out late on a Friday night. But those days are beyond me.
Beyond me too, Chris.
Well, yeah.
There were times.
8:30, I'm thinking like, man, I could be in bed right now.
Yeah, I got to get up early and do some kind of chore around
the house.
You
got campfires to light on Saturday.
That's right.
You got to sleep.
Among other things.
Among other things, yeah.
Yes. Okay.
I'd like to do a prescribed burn in my yard, but I don't think they'd let me do that.
Please, just keep it on your side of the neighborhood. All right, museumofdiscovery.org/events, the place to find all the information and camp event or camp information on the website as well.
Yes,
sign ups there.
Yes, sign ups there as well.
Fantastic. All right, Stephen, appreciate you stopping by, buddy.
Thank you guys for having me.
All right, we'll see you next time. We got to take another break. We owe you one more. We'll come back after this, wrap things up, tell you what's on tap, and get you ready for Out of Bounds. This is The Zone on the Buzz Radio Network.
Hey guys, it's Dee Dee from Ava Bella Day Spa. Guess what's right around the corner? Yep, Mother's Day. And we have the special packages for you. The Mama Time for $100. All the way up to the Mom and Me, where two of you get to come into the spa. Go to AvaBellaDaySpa.com, click on Instant Gift Certificates. You can print it off or send it right to the recipient. Or come on in our shop, 301 North Shackelford Road, Suite C3. That's Ava Bella Day Spa.
Memorial Day weekend. One day set aside to honor and remember our fallen. The other days are for you to unwind and relax at Lazy Boy of Little Rock. Comfort meets big savings with up to 50% off store-wide. Plus, free delivery, which means comfort comes to you. Memorial Day weekend. Honor and remember those who have sacrificed for us. Stop by Lazy Boy of Little Rock, 1000 South Shackelford. Long live the lazy.
Attention. If you suffer from consistent pain in your joints caused by arthritis, overuse, or injury, you may be a candidate for a revolutionary therapy that could revitalize damaged tissue. This approach can provide long-lasting relief from pain in your knees, shoulders, hips, and other joints with no surgery, no drugs, and no downtime. To find out if you're a viable candidate, you may request a free consultation from QC Kinetics by calling 501-600-2763. Instead of masking the symptoms, it goes to the root of the problem to resolve it at its source. Already used by thousands of satisfied patients nationwide, this joint pain therapy is available right now to the public, but only for qualified candidates. Again, to find out if you're a viable candidate for this therapy, you may request a free consultation by calling QC Kinetics at 501-600-2763. That's 501-600-2763.
Hit a home run with your next project at Natural State Wholesale, The Warehouse. 2011 North 2nd Street in Cabot. Knock it out of the park with unbeatable savings on building materials. From flooring to faucets, shingles to bathtubs, butcher block countertops to ceiling fans. They've got everything you need to build your dream. Don't strike out paying high prices. Call 501-605-8739 and score big savings today. Natural State Wholesale, The Warehouse, where every deal is a home run. River Valley Tractor is here to help you turn your dream projects into reality. You love your land, and you have plans for it. During Kubota Orange Days, you'll love the great deals on their versatile, reliable lineup. Stop in today for the best deals of the year. Now through June 30th, 0% financing available or save up to $5,500 on select compact tractors. Sale ends soon. Go to rivervalleytractor.com for more information.
It's Justin Akre here to tell you about my friends at UAMS. And if shoulder or elbow pain is affecting your daily life, it's time to go see the experts at the Orthopedic and Spine Hospital at UAMS Health. There is no reason to live in pain. Whether it's some sports injury that happened recently, or you've got arthritis, or a long-term rotator cuff problem, or any other condition causing pain and limiting your movement, shoulder and elbow issues can make the simplest life tasks more difficult. The fellowship-trained physicians at UAMS Health are here to help. Go see Dr. Ryan Hill or Dr. Justin Rabinowitz, providing advanced care for a wide range of shoulder and elbow conditions with treatment plans designed to reduce pain, to improve function, and to help patients like you get back to everyday life. As the official orthopedics and sports medicine provider for Razorback Athletics, UAMS Health brings that same expert care to people across Arkansas every day. You can call them at 501-686-TOSH today to schedule your appointment. That's 501-686-8674. The doctor will see you now.
When you were here before, couldn't look you in the eye. Just like an angel, your skin makes me cry. You float like a feather in a beautiful world. I wish I was special. You're so very special. But I'm a creep.
I was a little worried that that wasn't the radio edit. And you were going to let it go a little too far.
Yeah, no, that's why I wanted to play it. Wanted to get the hook. And then I did get a little nervous. I was like, oh, yeah. I would imagine everything's edited at this point.
It's not always very special.
Just glad we didn't have to hit the dump button on that.
Great music today.
Agreed.
Great music today.
That's another Let It Breathe. Because it deserves it. All right, welcome back. Final segment here on The Zone. Chris Kane, Trey Reed, Todd Pierce. I'm sure Wes or Joe will come in and preview Out of Bounds here in just a minute. But we got to get to What's on Tap before we end things off.
What's on Tap, highlighting the biggest sporting events each day, is brought to you by Flyway Brewing. With locations in Argenta, Breckenridge Village, Memphis, and Fayetteville. For more info, go to flywaybrewing.com. Fresh beer starts there. Follow the migration.
Well, you know what's not on tap? The first entry on my What's on Tap. That's because the Travelers and Tulsa Drillers got canceled.
Yeah.
But so we'll move on. We've got the SEC softball tournament going on in Lexington. Mississippi State and Arkansas cranked up, well, like any minute now, right? 1 o'clock?
Roughly,
I had it 12:30, but Chris had won earlier. You know, it's a tournament. It's going to happen when it's going to happen. But it'll be on soon. We got the NBA Eastern Conference semifinal tonight, Philadelphia and New York. That's at 6 p.m. on ESPN. 8:30 p.m., the Western Conference semi, Minnesota and San Antonio on ESPN. Also, NHL Eastern Conference semifinal, 6 p.m. on TNT, True TV, and HBO Max. On the other side of the country, the Western Conference semifinal, Anaheim and Vegas at 8:30, also on TNT, True TV, and HBO Max. And here on Buzz 2, our sister station from the short grass tonight at 7, and Trey Schapp will have special guest John Fields, head coach of the University of Texas men's golf, and that is What's on Tap.
Thank you, Trey Reed, very much. Let's get to Wes Moore. He's currently getting the station that he wants on the TV set up for his show, Out of Bounds, coming up in just
softball.
A few moments. Yeah, 1 o'clock, right?
Well,
am I right about that? That was on their schedule.
Supposed to be.
Okay.
But the first game went long.
Okay.
So they just announced first pitch at 1:25.
Ah, they have any a weather delay this morning, or was the game just hot?
Auburn and A&M just back and forth, and forth. I guess Auburn won. They're on the desk right now, but a lot of home runs, a lot of scoring. Yeah, so I guess it was just a long game.
11-8, yeah.
11 to 8.
11 to 8.
Nice. Yeah, that was entertaining. And I saw you were talking about the NBA tonight. Just announced Joel Embiid's not playing tonight. He's out for the 76ers.
I mean, you knew it was going to happen eventually.
Yeah.
You know,
but
just
man,
how
he's
long.
Played so well.
Yeah,
I was halfway thinking, could they pull off the
upset?
He's
a unicorn, but you know, he's always had injury issues, historically at least.
It looks good for the Knicks, at least for tonight. They've won three straight games over 29 points in the playoffs.
Yeah, they're. I mean, when that one they had against Atlanta, over 29. Yeah. Yeah, what was it at 47 at one point in that game or something
I think
ridiculous?
It got in the 50s.
It did
at
get
some
in the 50s.
Point.
Yeah,
that
no,
was crazy.
Yeah,
maybe look at Bet Saracen and see what the line is for tonight.
That's a good point.
I'm jump on them.
You just take the over.
Well, yeah, you know, over team points.
Yeah, over team exactly. Yeah. What else is happening on the show today?
Man, we're loaded. We got Kevin Bohannon at 1:30. Hogsports.com. We're going to talk a little bit about the baseball team preview. The Oklahoma series, probably talk a little high school baseball with him. Steel Eaves, thanks to Stephen Elmore Shelter Insurance at 210. Steel got a win last week, but then didn't get to pitch over the weekend. He was warming up, getting ready, but McIlvain closed things out and didn't need him. But anyway, so he's fresh, ready to go against Oklahoma, but we'll hear from Steel at 210. Stephen Davis, the voice of the Travelers, is coming into studio since they have nothing going
on. He's got the day
on.
Off.
Yeah. So he's going to hang out with us for a little bit. And Jeremiah Dent, he is the Marion running back who committed to Arkansas over the weekend. I got to interview him on More Sports. We're going to play a portion of that interview at 3:30 today. His head coach, you'll remember, Claude Johnson at Pine Bluff.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
That's
when
I'm like, oh, my God, I'm getting old.
Yeah, yeah.
I remember covering
the names
him, and now
are
he's
aging.
The head coach.
Wait a minute. So that's what you're telling me, Claude Johnson is his coach?
Head coach at Marion.
Oh, God.
That hits you right here, doesn't it?
It hurts.
Yeah.
That hurts.
Yeah, that
I could have gone all day
without hearing
moment.
That,
Wes.
He sat down, I'm like, man, I'm getting old, Coach. I remember covering you and highlights
I'll
of you.
I'll tell you, Claude's has a much older brother who played at Pine Bluff with me and graduated in 1988.
There you go.
About old.
You want to make you feel older? Oh, the year I was born. Oh, I know. You know, I did have someone.
Chris, I'm never doing radio with you again.
I know. I did have someone tell me recently, it was a younger person that I met, and they were like, oh, yeah, I watched you growing up. And I was like, oh, man, have I reached that point? And then from that moment on, I thought to myself, you know, when I first met Craig O'Neill, I was like, oh, I listened to you growing up. And now I think to myself, oh, what a compliment to the right. child, right? Like you think, I'm complimenting you. But to the person on the other end, it's like, you don't need to say that. Thanks. I appreciate it.
I would rather if you didn't.
Yes. But also very appreciated. But, oh, please don't remind me of the age. All right. Out of Bounds coming up next. That's all for me on The Zone this week. Justin Aker returns tomorrow. And tomorrow, next week. But tomorrow's Trey Reed.
I'll be back tomorrow with Coach Kevin Kelly. We're going to have a lot of fun. Looking forward to it. It's been fun, Chris.
All right, Todd. Thanks for holding down the studio all week. We appreciate you, sir.
My pleasure.
All right. Out of Bounds coming up next. Wes Moore, Joe Franklin, and you, the listener, on the Buzz Radio Network. Stay with us.
Every new beginning comes from some other beginning's end.
Sayonara, adios, que sera sera. No matter how you say it, it all means goodbye to yet another annual Gravely Mowers Spring Tour. And what better place to close it out than HOCO Turf Outdoor Equipment Sales and Service on Ferndale Cutoff Road in West Woodrock. Join Morning Mayhem live this Friday morning from HOCO Turf starting at 6.
This is Justin Akre. If shoulder or elbow pain is affecting your daily life, the fellowship-trained physicians at the Orthopedic and Spine Hospital